This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. By the time the man walked up the long driveway to the farmhouse, Mary was in her mid-70s, she thought. The government had her down for 69 years old, but she figured that was pretty generous on their part. But she knew how long she'd lived in that house on the North Dakota plains, where she sat across her kitchen table from the polite young man from the Works Progress Administration and answered his odd questions as the dust sparkled in the slant light that came in through the thin curtains. By the time the shadows had grown long, she told him about her life, as best as she could remember. By the time she was 11 or 12, she had been married. She hadn't known her husband before their wedding day, but he turned out to be kind. Not well-to-do, but who was then? He had a small farm, a few hard acres, not enough. But what could she expect? A poor girl in a poor corner of Syria on the eve of the 20th century. They had a party. The whole village came to see them married, to recite from the Quran, to watch their hands get bound together, and with it, their lives. A few years later, there was another party, a farewell, with dancing and songs, and games and feats of strength, and tearful goodbyes. The farm was too small, and they were barely getting by. And she and her husband sold their possessions and borrowed $200, used their farm as collateral, and they left for America. They went to Beirut, then to France. They found passage across the Atlantic to Montreal, used all of the money they had left to buy a cart and a horse and things to sell, and live like people from pioneer days. Though it was 1901 when they made their way down and west, across this strange place with its strange names, the Catskills, Nebraska. They managed, slept in the cart, felt cold they'd never known, and Indian summers, saw fireflies, mist on the Cuyahoga. They heard of a place called North Dakota, where if you worked the land, if you improved the land would be yours, 160 acres. And so Mary Juma and her husband became homesteaders, 7,000 miles from home. They had a son. They named him Charles. He went to school up the road. More families came, from Syria to North Dakota. They helped Mary when her husband died in 1918, helped her keep her land. They built the mosque. They fasted for Ramadan. They played baseball. They pushed their way through the Depression. Some went off to war. Some came home. They worked the land. They improved the land. They made it home. The Memory Palace is me, Nate DeMeo, with production assistance from Kathy Tu. I am very excited to announce that for the first time, I have research assistance from Andrea Milne. And I want to thank everyone who applied for that position. I was overwhelmed, both personally and nearly literally, by the volume and quality of applicants. Thank you very much, sincerely. The Memory Palace is a proud member of Radiotopia. Our network is supported by you, the listeners, by the Knight Foundation, and by MailChimp, which celebrates creativity, chaos, and teamwork, which fairly succinctly describes Radiotopia, come to think of it. Back in a couple weeks with a new episode. Thanks. Thank you.
Radiotopia.